Welcome to Lakers Carpool, part of the Basketball Podcast Network. My name is James Brooks. I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. This is episode 101. So we're talking Lakers basketball. Of course, the Lakers currently are sitting at 35-37 on the season, sitting in 11th place in the Western Conference. They've been moving all around. They've been in 9th place, 10th place, 11th place. They're currently 35-37 on the season. Half game back from the 10th spot, so the last play-in spot. They're one game behind OKC in 7th place, and they're a game and a half behind Golden State, who is in 6th place. So still a ton of open space left for the Lakers and the season. There's 10 games left on the season, and like I mentioned, the Lakers are 35-37. Unfortunately, the Lakers had a tough weekend. There's a very good chance that the Lakers are sitting in or around 6th or 7th place right now if those games go differently than how they ended up going, which was a bit of a bummer. Lakers still have plenty of time. I mean, time is running out, but they have time still to make a bit of a run. Obviously, in order to make that run, you need teams to lose, and teams have been losing, and the Lakers, unfortunately, didn't take advantage of that against teams like the Rockets and Dallas. Those are two games the Lakers lost recently. But, you know, Dallas has been losing. Minnesota has been losing. Utah, up until recently, had been losing. So, I mean, again, it's all up, fair game. OKC, 36-36, they were losing. Both 7 and 8 seed, OKC and Dallas, are sitting at 36-36. And again, even the 5th seed, the Clippers, are 38-35. They're only 3 games above 500. I just saw news on Twitter, assuming it was true and not from one of those fake accounts. I didn't really check it quickly. I just saw it first thing when I woke up that Paul George had to get help to the locker room in a game last night, I'm assuming. So if that is an injury, a serious injury, then who knows with the Clippers what happens with them and whatnot. So let's take a look back at a couple of the games the Lakers had recently since the last episode and then go from there. So since my last episode, the Lakers had blown out the Pelicans and they were going to play the Rockets that night. The game against the Rockets was the second night of a back-to-back, which we had heard from the Lakers organization was going to be a game that Anthony Davis would sit out. Unfortunately, he sat out again against the Rockets. Unfortunately, the Lakers did not play well without Anthony Davis. And it's really annoying because, like, the Lakers should be able to beat the Rockets without Anthony Davis and without LeBron James, for that matter. You know, they're good enough, but without having two of your three best starters, you can't expect much, even against the worst team in the league. So Lakers fall to the Rockets 114-110, and honestly, the game never even felt that close. Lakers made a little bit of a run at the end, but they got outscored 31-19 in the first quarter. They could not defend the Rockets. They could not stop them from getting to the basket. And this is also another question. Why have the Lakers not signed another big? Especially if you know Anthony Davis might be sitting out games. Our biggest player against the Rockets was 6'9" in Wenyen Gabriel. And the Lakers, I don't know, their guards don't play great defense at the perimeter. Schroeder's decent. D'Angelo Russell's pretty slow for the most part. He's not a great defender. Austin Reeves is pretty good. And I get it. It's the second night of a back-to-back on the road. It's not easy. It's not like a... I'm not saying like against any team. It's not easy. Like, they have some young guys that are good. And at the very least, like, they had healthy legs or they had refreshed legs and the Lakers didn't. So especially after a big win, you know, you had to get that big win against New Orleans the night before, which they got. So, you know, I kind of get it. It's tough. It's tough with the back-to-back, but you're playing the worst team in the league. So the Lakers lose that game. They had a chance, if they had won that game, I think to get to 500, they would have been 35-35, but instead ended up 34-36. And then two nights later, we played the Mavericks at home without Luka. Luka did not play. But obviously, you know, we had Anthony Davis back and all that stuff. And it was a tight game. You know, the Lakers kind of had a tough second quarter, only putting up 21 points in the second quarter, allowing 33 points from the Mavericks. And then we came back and had a better third quarter and fourth quarter. We outscored the Mavericks 30-22 in the fourth quarter to kind of make a little bit of a comeback. And, you know, it just was not. I mean, Anthony Davis had a good game overall, 26 points, 9 for 14, 10 rebounds. When you look at the stat line, yeah, he led the Lakers and had a good game. Three-point shooting was terrible. We only shot 25%. D'Angelo Russell was 0 for 6. Beasley was 0 for 3. Troy Brown was 2 for 4, so that's decent. Rui was 2 for 2, that's decent. But from two of the guys that took a bulk of our three-pointers, they didn't make one. You know, D'Angelo Russell ended the game with 11 points on 5 of 17 shooting. That's a little rough. And Beasley, 10 points, 5 of 9 over 3 from 3. So, tough game for the starters. Schroeder came off the bench with 15. Reeves came off the bench with 16. So that kind of helped spark the Lakers a little bit in making that comeback against Dallas. And the thing with Dallas, this game against Dallas, is we had the lead. We had a 4-point lead with like 50 seconds left. And this is what I was saying. Anthony Davis was kind of the goat of the game, and not goat in a good way. He fouled Maxi Kleber from three behind the 3-point line. Kleber missed it, so thankfully it wasn't a 4-point play, but Kleber goes and hits all three free throws to make it a 1-point game. On the other end of the court, Anthony Davis gets fouled. Anthony Davis has a chance to make it a 3-point game. You know, at least make it a game where they're only going to tie it. Anthony Davis only makes one of two. So it's Lakers are only up by two. They're up 110 to 108. And Dallas has time to have one more play. And they go down and they beat the Lakers on the same play that the Lakers actually lost to against Indiana earlier this season, basically. Kyrie had the ball kind of deep, like kind of dribbling towards the corner on the right side of the court. Anthony Davis was on Maxi Kleber, kind of playing help defense. He cheated a little bit too much on the help defense. And Kyrie just whipped a pass over to Maxi Kleber. And Anthony Davis, he recovers well. We know this. Like he's one of the best at recovering on defense, on the help defense. But he was just a step too far into the basket, towards the basket. Kyrie whipped the pass over to Kleber, who drained the shot and beat the Lakers 111 to 110. So the Lakers very easily could be sitting at 36 and 35 right now. After that game, they could have been sitting at 36 and 35, which, looking at the standings, if you're a game above 500, you're sitting in the sixth seed right now. And actually the Lakers then in the next game played the Magic, where we won that game, which was a good win. We had to win that game. We won 111 to 105. Game was a little too close for comfort. Austin Reeves went off with a career high 35 points. That was awesome to see him play well. Anthony Davis had only 15 points on 6 of 15 shooting. D'Angelo Russell had 18 points on 6 of 12 shooting, 4 of 8 from the 3. Dennis Schroeder at 12 points. And Schroeder at 12, Troy Brown at 12. Malik Beasley, again, a tough shooting night, 1 for 5 from 3, only 3 points. You know, Beasley, honestly, at this point, like, why do we not start Austin Reeves over Malik Beasley? Or why is Malik Beasley, well, last night, or against the Magic, Reeves ended up with 30 minutes versus 26 from Beasley. That's the thing in the NBA. Like, does it really matter who your starter is if at the end of the day, someone on the bench is getting more minutes? Right? Like, Austin Reeves got more minutes than both Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt, who are starters. Schroeder got more minutes than Vanderbilt, who's a starter, who he's kind of been struggling a little bit with the LeBron James injury, just kind of how he fits and stuff. But, you know, I guess does it really matter if Austin Reeves is in the starting lineup or not? Like, I don't know. The rotations are weird, and Darvin Ham's been, like, so And like the Lakers have like they've had the most starting lineups in the league this season, so it's been hard to kind of like keep track of like what these rotations even are. But yeah, Beasley's been struggling. He's one of those guys, like he's going to kill you, or he's either going to kill his own team by missing a bunch of threes, or he's going to kill the other team by making a bunch of threes. He's really a streaky shooter, which it would be great if he was a little more consistent, but I feel like that's kind of how it's been for the Lakers with three-point shooters lately. It's like we never have like a surefire good three-point shooter, but that's kind of what happens with three-point shooting, you know? Even the best three-point shooting teams, it's like if you make 40% of them, you're good, but that's still less than half. So speaking of 40%, the Lakers did make 40% as a team from the three-point line. Shooter was 3-for-8, Russell 4-for-8, Troy Brown 4-for-8. So overall, a good three-point shooting game for the team, but just tough for our main three-point shooter. So we get the win 111-105. Again, a little too close for comfort, but still pulled out the win and are currently, like I mentioned before, sitting at 35-37. So, you know, I feel like something I've noticed that a lot of teams have been doing against the Lakers that has either been tough for us or it's been great for us, depending on how the role players play, is a ton of teams have just been throwing double teams and sometimes even triple teams at Anthony Davis. You know, Anthony Davis touches the ball and he's got two defenders on him pretty quick. That's why, like, him only having 15 points against the Magic, it looks like he didn't do a ton. But when he is getting doubled like that, he's just passing off to the open guy, allowing, you know, guys like Austin Reeves to put up 35. So, and that's kind of what happened against Dallas, right? Is like we were struggling so much because we were not hitting, like, our role player guys were struggling. D'Angelo Russell struggled. He had a tough game. He had 11 points, like I mentioned. Troy Brown only had 6 points. You know, like our the most points from a guy, like a role player guy, was Austin Reeves again, 16 points, which is a decent game for him. But for your second best, you know, if Anthony Davis is only putting up 26 points, you're going to need that second best guy to put up a little more. And the tough game from D'Angelo Russell, you know, sometimes shots just don't fall. The chances of him and Malik Beasley going 0-for-9 in a game, I feel like are typically pretty low. You know, they're going to make at least one or two. Even, you know, I mean, that's still bad, but they're going to make one or two. And if they make one or two, we win that game. So that's kind of just like a little example of when it doesn't work out, when teams throw double teams and stuff at Anthony Davis. So again, not having LeBron's tough, right? But when, after this trade deadline, when we still had LeBron, the goal from the team that they said was to make the sixth seed, which as we're seeing right now was very realistic. They could realistically be in the sixth seed right now without LeBron James, with him being injured. Without LeBron James, you know, 2 weeks ago, at least for me as a fan, the goal for me was like, all right, let's just make the play-in tournament. Hope LeBron James can get back and then go from there, right? And, you know, it's tough. This is a team that, like, I have high expectations for them because Anthony Davis is an all-world player. D'Angelo Russell has shown that he can, you know, put the ball in the basket. He's a good player. We've seen good stuff from Austin Reeves and Dennis Schroeder and Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley, right? Like, we've seen what it's like when they're good. And we've just recently been seeing what it's like when they're bad these last few games. So, you know, maybe the expectations were a little too high after some of the wins that we got and how some of the guys were playing and stuff. Like, there's been a little bit of a regression and things have kind of come down a little bit. But I feel like the goal without LeBron James is at least somewhere in the play-in tournament. Hopefully 7 or 8 seed, but somewhere in the play-in tournament. And I think that's still very, very, very reasonable. There's only 10 games left. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to take a look at the remaining games of the season and see how we think the Lakers can fare. The biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine multiple bets for a shot at even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odd boosts all tournament long, so be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook app every day to see what they have in store. I mean, UCLA, at this point, they're probably one of the better teams in the tournament. They're going up against Gonzaga, I think, tomorrow on Thursday. And I don't know, I feel pretty good about them. They've played well. They haven't been once like some of those other top seeds that have been in close games. And I might put my money on UCLA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code TBPN. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TBPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. All right, so like I've said before on my Twitter account, and or on the Lakers Carpool Twitter account, and then also on this podcast, I really think the goal for the Lakers, especially playing without LeBron James, is to end the season at 500. If you end the season at 500 with how things have been going, right, you're right at that 7 or 8 seed. And that's how it's been for the last few weeks. Obviously, if the teams that are in the 7 and 8 seed keep winning, and the Lakers keep winning, nothing changes. Lakers get stuck in the 11 seed. But assuming some of these teams will lose some games, and hopefully the Lakers can take advantage and win some games, it's possible that, you know, the Lakers, if they get 6 wins, the chances are likely, I think, that they will end up in the play-in tournament somewhere. Hopefully, again, in the 7 or 8 seed. So tonight we play the Suns, which I just saw that both Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton will not be making the trip for the game. So, I mean, that gives the Lakers all the help that they can get against this team like the Suns. And again, any win is a great win. And right now, according to ESPN, they have the Lakers as slight favorites, 51% versus 48% favorites. So, unfortunately, you know, coming into this game, this is a game that I expected the Lakers to lose. Didn't expect them to win this game. And I still kind of don't expect them to win this game. But this team, now that they've traded away guys for Kevin Durant, and now Kevin Durant's hurt, and I guess DeAndre Ayton's hurt right now too, this gives the Lakers a great chance to win the game. And then we have a little break, and we play the Thunder. So again, we only need 6 wins. We play the Thunder at home on Friday night. That's a game that we should 100% win. We play the Bulls at home after that on Sunday. Again, another game that we definitely should win. Then we play the Bulls again in Chicago. This is a game that ESPN's predicting the Lakers will lose, but this is a game that we have to win. Like, it just, these are games that you have to win. And then we play the Timberwolves on March 31st in Minnesota. This is a game that is going to be tough for the Lakers, but because the Minnesota is a play-in team, this is a must-win game. If you don't win this game, things get a lot harder. And then looking at April, there's 5 games. Play the Rockets again, have to take advantage of playing a bad team. Then you play the Jazz. You play the Jazz and the Clippers on back-to-back. So hopefully those are games that Anthony Davis will play, because you need that win against the Jazz, who are currently in the play-in tournament. You need that win against the Clippers as another Western Conference team, a team that will hopefully slide if Paul George isn't healthy. Then we play the Suns again, who knows, and then you play the Jazz again to end the season, a must win. So Lakers need 6 wins to get to 500, and we have Thunder, Bulls, Bulls, that's 3 games. Timberwolves, you have to win that game, so that's the 4th game. Rockets, 5, Jazz, and then Jazz, that's 7. So, I mean, the Timberwolves is a tough game, right? So, like, maybe they lose that game, which I hate even saying that out loud because they're another playing, a team that's in the play-in right now. But you know, maybe they lose that game, but if they win those others, you know, against the Jazz twice, against the Rockets, Bulls twice, Thunder, that gets you to 500. And then hopefully you can get a win against the Clippers or get a win against the Suns, because we play the Suns twice, we play the Clippers once, right? Those are tough games that, you know, going in, I wouldn't necessarily expect the Lakers to win, especially without LeBron James. But, you know, if you can steal a win there, right? Like, we went and we, in my mind, at least stole some wins against the Grizzlies and the Warriors earlier this month, which kind of helps our case for getting our record up to like 500. So I think it's definitely very doable. Will the Lakers do it? I don't know. We've had some tough losses recently, so it's hard to say. I was feeling pretty good about it back when we were beating, you know, the Raptors and the Warriors and the Grizzlies and stuff. But as of late, feeling a little less good about it. So, I think I'm trying to around. I haven't heard any news about LeBron James, but based on how things are going, and I haven't heard anything worse, right? So that's good. We're kind of expecting to hear from LeBron around the Bulls game, I think, which is like the 26th, 29th, like around the end of the month, last week of the month. Expecting to get news about LeBron James. If it's good news and LeBron can come back against, let's say, the Bulls, or the T-Wolves will be perfect. Come back against the Timberwolves, get a win against a rival in like a current Western Conference rival, and then end the season with those five games against the Rockets, Jazz, Clippers, Suns, and Jazz again, and use it as a way for him to ramp up and get ready for the playoffs, play in tournament, whatever, and go from there. You know, that would be ideal. Obviously, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the news is with LeBron's foot and if he is able to come back and whatnot. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It seems like it should be good news. We'll see. So, again, the keys to winning these games are Anthony Davis playing well, obviously, and keeping up the good defense. I feel like we've kind of struggled with defense since the Knicks game that we lost 112-108. It was tough. Our defense was pretty suspect in that game. Against the Pelicans, we got up to a huge lead. We got up to like a 40-point lead, right? But then in the second half, we kind of took the foot off the gas pedal, and our defense kind of let the game get a little too close. And then obviously against the Rockets, our defense was terrible. We couldn't keep the Rockets out of the paint. I don't know what the points in the paint were for the Rockets, but they had three 31-point quarters, which is just insane. And we scored 36 in the fourth, but like we beat them 36-31 in the fourth. But like, you can't be letting a team like the Rockets have three 31-point quarters. That's just insane. And then the Mavericks, you know, like we held them to 111, but I feel like that game was a little bit more, our offense was a little slow. Like D'Angelo Russell wasn't hitting shots, and Malik Beasley wasn't hitting shots, and we had the game in the bag. We had a 4-point lead with 50 seconds left, and we're in the driver's seat in that game, and we just handed that one over. That one was tough. So, I mean, the key to winning any basketball game is good defense, right? Good defense wins championships. It's cliche, I know, but it's true. If the Lakers play good defense, I think it'll lead to things that will help them, right? Like, good defense with the Lakers tends to lead to fast breaks, and fast breaks for the Lakers are huge when you have guys like Anthony Davis. If D'Angelo Russell can, you know, hit those transition threes, if Malik Beasley can hit those transition threes, and Troy Brown and Dennis Schroeder pushing the ball to the basket is huge and whatnot. So, 6 wins is what we need in 10 games. We have the Suns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 10 games. We need 6 wins. Preferably against teams like the Timberwolves, for sure. The Thunder, for sure. Obviously, the Suns would be huge, but we'll see. And then the Jazz, for sure. So we have the Jazz twice. What did I do with the scores? Jazz twice. T-Wolves, Thunder. So 4 of our 6 wins are 100% must wins. And then we have 2 games against the Bulls. That gives you 6. And then if you can steal one from the Suns or the Clippers, then maybe if you lose to the Bulls, it doesn't matter as much or something. But four of our 10 last games are must wins, 100% must wins. And then you just need two more to get to six, to get to 500. So I think it's definitely doable. It's not as easy as maybe I was hoping it would end up being in these last 10 games. I was hoping we could get a few more wins and stuff, but to end the season at 500, things are going to start to get a little tight towards the end of the season anyway. So we're right there, last 10 games. Hopefully we can get LeBron James back for at least four or five of those games. That would be huge. And we'll go from there. So hopefully the Lakers can pull out the win against the Suns tonight, playing without KD or DeAndre Ayton. We need a big game from Anthony Davis, big game from D'Angelo Russell. Maybe Austin Reeves goes off for a career-high 36 points or something. But let's just hope the Lakers can get a win. If you haven't checked it out, kind of changing topics, I have merch out at LakersCarpool.com. Definitely hit me up if you have a design or an idea or something that you'd like me to try and put out. I'm down to 100% to do that. Just check it out. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know what you think. Thank you so much for listening. Go Lakers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lakers Carpool. If you enjoyed the episode, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and share it on social media with your friends. You can find the podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or most places where you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you so much for listening, and go Lakers.
2.1 seconds remaining. Denver a foul to give. Jokic trying to disrupt Rondo. He puts it in. Here's Davis, 4-3 in the win. Oh, it's good! Anthony Davis has won it for the Lakers!